Breaking news as it happens. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. Coming up in the next segment, we will check in with the guy who wants to be the next mayor of New York City, Curtis Sliwa. Is New York prepared for life past the Chauvin trial? Are we ready? What if the violence spills across the nation as it did a year ago when the George Floyd incident occurred? We will talk with him about all of those things coming up. And thanks to Carrie Severino, who was just with us on the issue of whether or not Maxine Waters did or did not jury tamper. We will yet to see if how that turns out. But there's something else that's important to cover today. And I'm so glad to have Carol Markowitz back with us. She's a columnist for The New York Post. And Carol, today, Stanley Kurtz in the National Review, big article, long, lengthy piece about how the Biden administration is set to make critical race theory, commonly referred to as CRT, a new carrot dangled in front of school districts and in essence forcing them to accept it and to teach it because they are going to withhold federal monies from the local districts if they choose not to. Your reaction as a mom and as a New Yorker?
Yeah, well, I mean, first of all, I would say that parents have been remarkably quiet on this. I would like to see parents all across the board start to push back on this. And I think we're seeing the beginning of that. Barry Weiss has published a dad at a very big private school in Manhattan. And then she also published a teacher at a private school, a different private school in Manhattan, talking about critical race theory being taught to their kids and how white people are the worst and how you must feel all kinds of shame for being white. And so we are starting to see that in that realm, because these people are paying $50,000 a year and they don't want their kids being told that they're inherently evil because of their race. But I would love to see this move to public schools. And I think that that is really where the fight should be for conservatives. Like, these private schools are going to work themselves out. They're going to lose people applying. It's all going to be, a problem for their bottom line. But for public schools, I think conservatives just aren't saying enough. They're not motivating parents to say, I will not stand for this. I will show up to your, PTA meetings. I will show up to your school board meetings. I will say that this is not acceptable, because everybody's so afraid of being called racist. But CRT is racist. It is inherently racist to say that the color you were born dictates how you'll be treated by other people. And I think, it should not be that hard of a pushback. And I think conservatives really need to get on it.
Well, it's going to be even less popular if Biden pushes through with this, because obviously when you attach money to incentives, particularly the kinds of money that they're talking about, which are billions and billions of dollars, it's going to become an economic and a public opinion issue. And the public opinion usually loses against the dollars, in my experience.
Right. Well, so what I would say to that is the people who don't want CRT taught in their schools should send the message to their schools loud and clear. If you accept this money, if you push this curriculum, we will pull our kids out. I mean, there is a way to vote with your feet. And I think we've seen that through the last year with the pandemic. I think people have really noticed that they can make changes in their lives. And I know that that isn't for everybody, and I get that. But if enough people do it, enough people threaten to do it, it becomes a real thing. I think, for example, in New York right now, they saw a 21% drop in kindergarten applications for next year. That means people left. And I think that we're going to see that in a lot of other ways as well.
Doesn't that also mean that that's 21% of population that they don't get reimbursed tax dollars for?
Well, you'd think, right? But then the Biden administration is making money rain on these schools that it will cover up that problem for at least a little while. So,
they could skate for a year or two.
They should be worried.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, that's interesting.
If they play their cards right, they could skate for even longer. But they, likely will hire, for example, CRT advisors and pay them millions of dollars, and that money will go pretty quickly.
Speaking of education, that is the focus of your most recent New York Post column. You said another day, another Gotham schooling disaster. What happened, Carol?
So the New York City schools were finally, you know, a month ago, the CDC announced that their rule of 6 feet in classrooms can now be 3 feet. But, you know, it's been a month and New York City schools still haven't made the change. And they were finally set to announce the changes on Friday, that they were end of April, beginning of May, still far off into the distance, going to make the changes. But Friday, a lot of principals said that they were told to hold off on this and that the union and the DOE have still not reached a deal on the 3 foot thing. It is absurd. I don't know how parents are not in the streets. I really don't. I don't understand how it isn't the largest outcry of the year. Schools remain closed. You know, when I first started writing about opening schools, and I addressed this in the piece, I was writing for the whole country. I was writing for school districts all across the country.
Right.
Now I'm writing for just a few deformed, morally bankrupt, completely anti-science school districts that have still not opened their doors. Or, you know, I take a shot at suburban New Jersey, where they're open every day, but they're only open till like noon, which is also, to me, not enough. So I want all of these school districts to open full time, open right now. Enough of this.
Well, I know that many suburban moms, geography regardless, are of concern of the same way. And I got to say, you know, I don't have as much to complain about because we did have more or less open schools. Yes, they were half days, but we had it much better in our district than a lot of people across the tri-state area. I cannot even begin to fathom why New York City families are putting up with it to the degree that they have, because it's, you know, and like you said, we're on a continuum. We don't have the full day yet, but we're getting closer to that. We actually have integrated all of the A and B hybrid schedules. So we've put, if one class was divided into two different quorums, they have been put back together now, and they're together for five full days, or five days currently, just, you know, until noon, eight to noon. But it's going to take some more to get there. I'm hopeful that ours will be a
You're
district
too positive.
That does it by
too
the
positive,
by the fall.
Kevin.
I'm hopeful that we'll be there by the fall. If they're not, I think we're going to have much bigger things to discuss, because I don't think these moms are going to put up with it anymore.
I hope so. I mean, the thing is that schools are open full time across the country in most districts. I mean, they're doing it. They're just doing it. And I think that reinventing the wheel that we're doing on the East Coast is really what leads to this problem. Like, stop with the 6 feet.
Especially when you consider that New Jersey, especially when you consider that New Jersey and New York were the abject worst in how we handled the entire pandemic.
Right.
Everything we did was wrong.
Absolutely. That's, you know, absolutely should be part of our thinking of it. We should follow the places that did it right.
And because Florida and Texas in particular have mm-hmm. relented on their mask mandates completely, and we haven't seen the big outbreak that people have. What's been the response? Isn't the CDC paying attention to the open places and saying, well, wait a minute, what's going on there?
You know, I love to point out that the CDC says that you cannot eat your burger, anything under well done. So take everything CDC says as less of like law, as more like a loose guideline. They also don't think you should eat your steak, you know, under medium. You should definitely not eat cookie dough. This is not, you know, they're not God. And I feel like people don't realize that. So outdoor mask mandates, they should be lifted long time ago. I think we need to just start, you know, especially if you're vaccinated, don't wear your mask outside, send a message. That's it.
Yeah, no, I agree. All right. Carol Markowitz, reader in the Post every week. Hey, Carol, thanks for your thoughts today. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Kevin.
All right. Kevin McCullough, when we continue, Curtis Lee was running for mayor of New York. He wants to earn your vote. What's his primary issue? Safety. Crime. Here in the Big Apple. We'll talk to him next. Kevin McCullough, stay with us.